Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca Tagg, and this is session 51. Today, I want to talk about mentors and mentorship. And this came up as I was listening to Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In. And I just noticed that I said as I was listening to her book, which I wonder if that would make people laugh 30 years ago or 50 years ago, right? That we're listening to books rather than reading them. But I do. I listen to books while I'm driving. And I was listening to Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In. And one of the things that she talked about was mentorship. And she used this really neat, or I thought it was neat, partially because it made reference to a Dr. Seuss book, who I love, but this parallel process between that Dr. Seuss book of Are You My Mother? And finding a mentor. And I see this online a lot. And so if you think about that book with that little bird who's, in his egg and mom is sitting on him waiting for him to hatch, and then that egg starts to kind of bounce and move. And so she goes flying off to go find him something to eat. And as soon as she has flown off, the little baby bird pops out of the egg. And he starts going around looking for his mom, but he doesn't know what she looks like or how to find her. So he finds this dog and says, "Are you my mother?" And then he finds a kitten and, "Are you my mother?" And then a hen, "Are you my mother?" And then a snort, whatever that is, but "Are you my mother?" And then kind of at the end, he's getting more and more upset and he's kind of screaming, "Are you my mother?" Right? He's getting more and more upset as he's looking for his mother, more and more wound up, maybe. But he doesn't know who or what he's looking for, other than somebody who knows more than him and is bigger than him and can provide him food, worms, whatever it is that little birds eat. And it made me think about when in this book, she's using that as a parallel to how do people find mentors, and that particularly women will go up to people and ask, "Are you my mentor? Will you be my mentor?" And I've had some people ask that of me as well. And it's this really interesting sort of situation because I don't know what the hell to say. And it's not necessarily that I don't want to be their mentor, but it's also not necessarily that I want to be, because mentorship is this, for me at least, it's an intimate relationship. It's me really giving of myself to somebody. And I don't always know whether I want to do that or not right from the beginning. And I found this quote by Oprah Winfrey, and it says, Oprah Winfrey says, "I mentor when I see something and I say that. I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that grow." And when I think about the mentor relationships that I've had, that's typically how it's gone. And it's not been that people have reached out and said, "Will you be my mentor?" It's usually that I've interacted with somebody in some capacity and been super impressed or jazzed or rejuvenated being with that person. I see a lot of promise in them. I want that to get bigger. I want more of that for our field, for our world, for those that come after us. And then at no point does it become an agreement of mentorship, right? And so let's be clear about that too. For me at least, and remember, this is kind of just the world according to Becca, but mentorship is not always a formal process. It's not the same as supervision. I've had supervisors who are not my mentors. And actually, if I think about my mentor, he was a supervisor at some point. But it's not such a formal process. it's not like when I have consulting clients and we sign a consulting agreement and there's, you know, we meet on certain days and I answer certain questions and I'm providing them what I hope is value, but it's not mentorship. It's a service. And there may be some overlaps, right? If we think about that Venn diagram, there may be some overlaps, but they are not totally the same. So mentorship is typically a relationship where one person has some type of expertise and the other person is wanting to gain that expertise or gain that information. Mentorship is not something that people usually pay for, right? That's more consultation. And again, there may be some overlap here, but for me, mentorship is really a connection. It's I'm giving of myself in a different way. And I tried to think about, so I thought back to my mentor, particularly with behavior analysis, although he ended up being a mentor for life. And actually, as I recall my time with him in that relationship, I feel myself getting emotional. Dr. Bill Helsel was the BCBA director at PLE, which is where I did a bulk of my training as a behavior analyst in training in Pittsburgh. And I never asked him to be my mentor, but I did reach out and say, I was looking for somewhere to get hours. And this was quite some time ago. There, you just didn't get paid when you were doing those things. And so I said, can I come work for you for free and learn about behavior analysis? He said, sure. So I showed up and I loved what he was doing and I loved how he was in the world. Everybody called him, still calls him Dr. Bill. And that's part of why I go by Dr. Becca instead of Dr. Tag. Although my dad is Dr. Tag, he's a veterinarian. And so sometimes when people do say Dr. Tag, I kind of look around for him and realize they're talking to me. But it's also that we work with kids. And doctor can be kind of scary for kids. And first names are less scary. And maybe not even just scary for kids. Maybe doctor feels a little scary for me too. Like I'm supposed to have the answers. And I don't always have the answers. So maybe it's as much for me as it is for the kids. And maybe it was that way for Dr. Bill also. I'll have to ask him when I talk to him next. But I spent well over a year volunteering for free there. More and more hours each week. The more time I spent there, the more time I wanted to spend there. And he taught me about behavior analysis, but also about education and psychology and how to be a supervisor and how to take care of your staff. All of that I learned, if not more, but equally to precision teaching and how to use the chart, right? And he saw in me what I didn't yet see in myself. And that's mentorship. I still talk to him and I'm super stoked. He's back in North Carolina now. He works in the western part of the state and he's just brilliant. And he just kind of let me hang around. And I have to assume that he saw something promising in me that allowed me to keep hanging around. And we joke that I got a graduate education there for free because I just kept showing up and I learned a ton. And it was an amazing experience. And it's been even more amazing to continue to have him as a mentor. And so I think about if we don't want people to just say, will you be my mentor? How do you do that? How do you start that process, right? In the Facebook groups, it's so frequent, like, well, how do I get started? First things, find yourself a mentor. Great, cool. How do I do that? And I often say, find somebody that's doing what you want to do and hang out with them. And I use hang out loosely. I mean, get in with what they're doing. Maybe it's formally like working with them, but it doesn't have to be. Right? Like, what are they working on? And maybe it's reaching out and saying, gosh, I love the things you're posting. I love the articles you're writing. I'm wondering if you have anything going on that I can help out and be a part of with. How can I learn from you? How can I be of service to you, right? Because a mentorship takes time and energy. It's a true relationship, right? And so if that person is going to pour into you and you're going to learn from them, it's not a lecture learning, right? It's how can I do things for you to learn, but also to free up some of your time and get in front of you so that I can soak up this knowledge that you have that I don't yet have. And if that doesn't work out, then obviously the mentorship isn't going to work out. And if when you volunteer, the person is seeing your drive, your attention, your skill, your heart, and that's a good fit for them, you become a mentee. It's not such a formal process. And I really was thinking a lot about mentors and how often I tell people get a mentor and yet I don't tell them how, or we don't even talk about how. And maybe we just think you just ask somebody. And from the other side, I don't know how to answer that when people say, will you be my mentor? Partially, I think it's because I still see all of the things that I have to learn. But I also think that a large chunk of it is because I know what type of relationship a mentor relationship should be and can be and how powerful that is. And I'm hesitant to take that on with somebody that I don't know that we're a good fit, or my schedule is so full. How could I take something on where somebody is wanting something from me, right? They're wanting something from me and I don't have any more time in my day. I can't possibly do that. It's a very different feeling from when somebody reaches out and says, how can I help? I want to learn from you. I just want to be around you and soak up what you're doing. How can I get involved in a project you're working on? That's a very different type of request, or a very different type of interaction than I want something from you. So again, I think mentorship is super important. I definitely encourage people to find a mentor, and I would encourage finding one by looking around in our field, again, getting in the literature, getting online, looking at who's doing what you want to do, and then find a way to get in their circle. I certainly don't mean to say that in any sort of malintent way, right? No stalking, no writing weird letters, but to just say, I want to learn from you. You're doing what I want to do. What projects do you have working on that I could be a part of, right? Bring something to them so that you get in the door. And then when that, or if that relationship is a good fit, it may turn into a mentoring relationship. As always, time is our most valuable resource, and I so appreciate those of you who've chosen to spend the last 15 minutes here with me on the Business of Behavior podcast. And those of you who have liked and subscribed and followed and made purchases from our new Shopify store or interacted on the ABA Business Builders group or emailed, I love all that feedback. I hope that while I can't have a mentorship relationship with everyone, and most likely some of you are listening to this and think, good grief, I couldn't stand being around Dr. Becca every day. That's okay. My hope is to help information get out there so that you can find that perfect person or those few people with whom you connect and you can get that information. So again, thanks for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.